Hi, we're back. Roz tells me we have Chester on the line.
Hello, Chester. How can I help you?
I don't know. I've had a lot of fights with my wife lately. She feels I'm just wasting my life, standing still.
Spinning your wheels.
Huh? I don't follow.
Chester, I'm afraid this problem might be just a little too complex for the few seconds we have remaining. Why don't you try to call us back tomorrow? I'll make sure that you get on first thing.
Gee, it's awful tough to get through.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hang tight, and when I get off the air, I'll pick up and try to help you then.
Take your time.
Okay, everybody, I've got a scoot. Bulldog's up next after the news with the Gonzo Sports Show. Today's topic, what's wrong with our Seattle Mariners? If you haven't had a chance to voice your opinion on that in the last 18 years, you'll want to today. So long, all.
Well, Roz, that was a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you reading so intently?
Oh, it's a Seattle magazine. It's their up-and-comers issue. The hottest 100 men and women in town.
Oh, let me see.
Don't you want to finish up with Chester?
Oh, you heard him. He can wait.
If you're looking for yourself, you're not in there.
Oh.
And your brother Niles isn't in there either.
Cool. Oh, my. Who is this fresh angel? Madeline Marshall, number 47.
Ooh, manufactures her own line of sportswear.
Oh, God, she's a stunning woman. Single, patron of the arts, MBA at Stanford. Well, if you have to go to school on the West Coast. Oh, and what she looks for most in a man, someone who knows how to listen. Roz, I'm in love.
Why don't you call her up and ask her out?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, no, I'm serious,
oh.
Frazier. What have you got to lose?
Well, I could just call her out of the blue. She doesn't even know who I am.
You're on the radio. A lot of people know who you
yes,
are.
Yes, well, then why am I not in this magazine?
Because those are important people.
Oh.
Come on. I'm going to call her off.
Oh, no, Roz, no.
Hey, Doc.
Bulldog.
Just got back from the gym. Did an hour on the Stairmaster. What do you think? Like a couple of little cherry tomatoes, huh?
Thank you, Bulldog. You've just put me off salads for a month.
Go! What do we got here?
Hello. Is Madeline Marshall there? Dr. Frazier Crane.
Wait a minute. This Madeline Marshall? You know her?
Well, no. I found her attractive, and Roz insisted on calling her.
Wow. Small wonder. I'm smart, sophisticated, and I like a woman who doesn't wear underwear.
She's wearing a business suit.
It was a general comment.
Hi, Miss Marshall. Could you please hold for Dr. Crane? Thank you.
Oh, all right. Once more onto the breach. Hello, this is Dr. Frazier Crane. I know we've never met, but, you know, from everything I know about you, you just seem like the most fascinating person. I was just wondering if, well, why don't I just come right out and say it? Would you be so good as to have dinner with me tonight? Oh, well, that's very gracious of you to accept, Chester, but I didn't mean you. Well, you could have told me she was online, too.
You could have asked.
Oh.
Mr. Crane, is the proper term serial killer or serial murderer?
Serial killer, why?
Oh, just letting me old mum know what's going on in Seattle. She worries when she doesn't hear from me.
Hey, Niles, how about a nice Havana to go with that wine?
Thank you. Aren't Cuban cigars illegal?
Yeah, I got a friend in customs over at SeaTac. He confiscated them from some high school teacher who claimed he was bringing them into the country for a civics lesson. I mean, when are people going to learn? Rules are only rules when they apply to everyone.
Oh, I love to see a man with a cigar. It reminds me of my grandfather. Morning to night, he used to sit with a great big stogie dangling from his lips. The hours we kids used to spend sitting on his lap, playing with the yellow whiskers beneath his nose. Then he'd take out his teeth with the cigar still in them and chase us around the room. We'd all laugh and laugh. Then suddenly Grandpa's mood would change and we'd all have to run for our lives. You can't buy memories like that.
Damn it! Eddie! I know you took the socks that go with this suit. Now, where are they? Brown socks with a blue suit? I think not. Try again. Thank you.
And where are you off to?
Dr. Crane has a blind date tonight.
Really? With whom?
Madeline Marshall. She has her own sportswear concern. According to Seattle Magazine, she is the 47th hottest person in Seattle.
That article is a sham.
Not in it, huh?
Can you believe it?
Yes, well, I'm off. You know, I have a good feeling about tonight. I have a song in my heart, a little dance in my step, dog saliva around my ankles. Thank you.
This is wonderful. Yeah. I've never even heard of this place.
Oh, well, my goodness, you're in for a treat. Degas is the pinnacle of French country dining. It's just Etienne Degas, his wife and daughter, and they'll treat us as if we were family. Well, you know, I couldn't help being flattered when you told me that you knew my show. Can I count you among my devoted listeners?
Well, actually, my secretary listens to it, but I try to catch as much as I can when I cross back and forth through her office.
Bonsoir, messieurs, dames, and welcome to Degas. Our special tonight is our fabulous crispy duck.
Oh, yummy. And to start off, we'll have a bottle of the Chateauneuf du Pape 89.
Ah, the only one in that decade to outdo the 88. That's the one to get.
Ah, excellent choice.
You know why.
Well, I try to make it a point to acquaint myself with the finer things in life.
Oh, well, then what would you like to know about me?
Well, for starters, why is a man as charming as you still out there?
Well, actually, I'm recently divorced.
Oh, thank goodness. For a second there, I thought you were one of those strange single men still living with his parents.
Yeah, your heart really has to go out to those sad sacks.
I'm divorced also.
Oh, well, we have so much in common.
I caught him cheating with my sister.
Fabulous! The same thing happened to me.
Boy, my sister gets around.
Well, it's good to see that you've still kept your sense of humor.
Yeah, but it isn't easy to get over something like that, is it?
No. No, it's not. Those nights when you ask yourself, you know, how could this have happened? Was I insensitive to her needs?
Was I too devoted to my work?
Was I simply not good enough in bed? You reach for anything.
Qu'est-ce que tu me racontes là? What are you telling me? You are pregnant?
Keep your voice down.
I told you, Mama. I told you he would be like this.
Who is the father? I want to know who is the father.
I want to tell you.
When I find this man, I will kill him. I'll snap his neck like a stale pancake.
Voilà, monsieur, dame, your wine.
Yes, that's the one.
Bon, I will just go and open it. Ah, this will be a night to remember. No?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to tell me?
No!
You know,
no.
There's a clam house up the road that has a late seating.
Oh, no, I think we're getting the most bang for our entertainment buck right here.
You don't think I am sick of you? You and your cuttlefish bisque. I spit in your cuttlefish bisque.
Voilà, messieurs, dames. It's a delicacy from my little village in France. Cuttlefish bisque.
What are the odds? I had cuttlefish for lunch.
No, you don't have to. You can leave my house, Yvette. No. Go to wherever he is.
Pardon, monsieur. Are you not the one who gives advice on the radio?
You listen to my show?
No, but my sous-chef does. And I hear you as I walk back and forth through the kitchen. Monsieur, you must help me. Etienne?
You know, listen, if everyone comes out here, how will you know when our duck is crispy?
Etienne, this is the doctor from the radio. Eh?
Ah, oui.
Please, monsieur, you must talk to my husband. My daughter is with child, and he does not understand that these things happen.
Don't talk to me. Talk to this tramp. Do you believe my daughter, madame?
You should meet my sister.
As if I wasn't pregnant when we got married, eh?
Oh, I wish I had been killed in the war.
Oh, it's hard to get killed when you run the other way.
Oh, no.
Silence!
Both of you, just try to calm down. I'll see what I can do. Monsieur Degas, you're angry now. That is a temporary emotion. You're devastated because you think the bond between a father and a daughter has been broken. She is no longer your little girl. But that's not possible. That bond cannot be broken. Not even by that young man cowering there in the corner who is so obviously the father. Come out. Come out, it's all right. We need more water.
You can't even get water in a glass. How did you do this?
Monsieur Degas, please, hold your daughter in your arms. Tell her how you really feel.
Yvette. Ah, Yvette, Yvette. Voilà, ma petite, elle vient.
Thank you. No. Oh, no. You are my god. Oh. And you, mademoiselle, are very lucky.
I'm starting to realize that.
Just another evening out. Dr. Fraser Crane.
Hi, Ross.
Hey, Fraser.
Again, thank you.
It's okay, Fraser. You've thanked me every day for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, but if it hadn't been for you, I never would have met. Oh, Madeline. Oh, you know, we went out again last night, and it's just perfect between us. We talk, we can laugh at the same
time. Just stop. Did it ever occur to you that since I'm in one of the worst dating droughts of my entire adult life, that to hear you prattling on like a giggling schoolgirl about your storybook romance might be the teensiest bit irritating?
No, it hadn't, and you're right, Roz. I'm sorry. Sometimes I can be so insensitive. But, you know, Madeline's helping me with that. She is so good. She is so good in, like, every way.
I'm sorry.
It's just that I haven't felt this way since my divorce. Everything seems so right. You know, I haven't said this out loud, but here goes. It's possible that she could be the woman I spend the rest of my life with.
Go. Go do that. Get married. Have a couple of kids. Move out to the country. Buy a puppy. Live happily ever after. Just don't tell me about it. I need a boyfriend.
Dear Roz. Dear silly Roz. Dear silly horny Roz. Oh, look. It's
that must be Madeline.
Yes. Madeline. Hi. Oh, Madeline. Look, Roz. Madeline, Roz. Oh, God, what a surprise to see you.
Well, I hope you don't mind me stopping by, but I have a meeting with a buyer across the street in 10 minutes, and there's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, well, here, please, have a seat.
Well, you know, when we first started going out, we both agreed we didn't want to rush into the physical part. Mm-hmm. That's we'd save ourselves for the right moment.
It's now?
No, actually. I was wondering what you thought about us going away for the weekend. Just the two of us.
Well, I'd miss my favorite shows, but sure.
I was thinking 2-3 days.
I was thinking more like a week.
Okay, now for the really big question. When?
Well, the minute we get there.
No. Actually, I meant when do we go?
Oh, yes. Let's see.
Now, let's see. I am good for the week of the 16th.
The 16th. Oh, no, sweeps week. How about the 23rd?
Yeah, no, trade show. 30th?
No.
That puts us into the next month.
Yes.
Nope. The 20th?
Nope.
Well, look, this was a great idea, but we're both obviously too busy. We'll do it another time.
Yes,
I gotta run.
Okay.
Mm.
Let's go tomorrow.
You're on.
I know the perfect place. Bora Bora.
Hubba Hubba.
Okay, I'll make the arrangements.
I'll meet you at the airport.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Madeline.
Bye. Hello. You don't know me, but I saw your picture in Seattle Magazine.
They don't write songs like that anymore.
This is really what men do, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah. This and some things outdoors, but we'll just stick to this.
You know, these last few nights have been very pleasant, Dad. You and me, sitting together, appreciating these fine cigars. Who would have thought a simple Cuban peasant somewhere in the Sierra Maestra would bring a father and son closer together?
Yeah. Must make that dime he gets for a whole day's work a lot more satisfying.
I'm going to miss these little sweethearts.
Oh, now there's a talent.
I'll say. Just how do you do that?
It's really very simple. Let me show you. It's all in the tongue. That's right. Just purse your lips and pucker up like a little goldfish. I see. Just like that. Very good. You got it.
Niles, what are you doing?
I'm learning how to blow smoke.
Where? Dad, I thought I asked you to smoke those things out on the balcony.
It's cold out there.
Fine, all right. Maybe an errant ash will flick off and ignite your easy chair.
Well, you're in a fine mood. What's the matter with you?
Madeline and I are going to Bora Bora tomorrow.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
When did this come about?
Well, just about an hour ago, Madeline came down to the station. We got caught up in a moment of passion. Before I know it, I'm going halfway around the world with a woman I hardly even know. It just isn't like me. I guess I'm getting caught up in the romance.
Well, I'm not sure about the psychological ramifications of this, but it seems like a good thing to me.
Yes, well, to the untrained eye, yes. But what if we hate each other? End up being stuck together for a week.
Oh, that won't happen. If anything, you'll come back even more in love than ever.
Even worse. If it goes perfectly, then it means we'll start talking about a serious commitment and living together and then marriage and...
You ask me, Fraser, your trepidation is well-founded. It is possible to move a relationship along too fast and ultimately marry too hastily. You could find a few years down the line that the person isn't really right for you. Yes. And then what happens if you meet the right person? Someone who really excites you and makes you feel alive, but you can't act upon it because you're trapped in a stale, albeit comfortable, maris. Marriage. I have to go now.
Hey, let me ask you one question, Fraser. Did you feel a spark when you met this woman?
Like fireworks.
Well, then go for it. You know, these things don't happen that often. It's like when I met your mother. It was at a crime scene. Hester was a psychiatrist, so every now and again, the department would have her run up a profile of a suspect. Remember the first time I met her? Was over the chalk outline of a murder victim. One look at her hair silhouetted against that flashing blue light of the coroner's wagon, and I was a goner. She drew a little smile on the head of the outline, and I drew a pair of eyes, and before you knew it, we were laughing like a couple of kids.
Dad, you're a ghoul.
I was joking. We couldn't draw on the outline. They hadn't moved the body yet.
Yes, well, your corpse-strewn romance notwithstanding, I still feel just a little bit skittish about this whole thing.
Well, Dr. Crane, if you'd like a feminine point of view, just shut your bloody cake hole and go. I mean, look what happened when you took a chance and called this woman. You've been whistling a happy tune ever since.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, so make another bold move. Do something to make yourself happy.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
Oh, all right, I'll do it.
Attaboy, that's great. That's terrific.
Okay, but don't think I don't know that you're mostly excited just to get me out of the house for a week.
It will be sweet, won't it?
Thank you.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I'm so glad you suggested it.
It's even more beautiful than I remember. You know what the natives say? They say that Bora Bora is the end of the world and the doorway to heaven.
This could be the doorway to heaven for us.
I'm certainly glad that you're the one that said that first. You know, I didn't want this to seem like our trip was just about sex, but who are we kidding?
Oh, I'm a little hot in these clothes, aren't you?
I'm sweating like the pig that knows he's dinner.
I'll be right back.
Oink.
Call in tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?